Hi, this is Gabe Bank of Cardiff. I just
Hi,
missed the
this
call.
is Jerry. Yes.
Hi, is this Jerry Irwin?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Did Mike kind of get you up to speed on the program here by chance, or?
From this morning's call, no.
Okay, no problem. I have to ask, how was Oahu? He had mentioned you were on.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was a quick trip. Stayed with my sister-in-law, but it was really nice.
Yeah, it's an awesome place to visit. Last time I went there, I was staying at a friend's house up in St. Louis Heights, which is just like the suburb that's kind of just above Honolulu, the city. It's a nice area.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, her place is kind of right across Palolo Valley from there, so it was very nice.
Yeah. Awesome. My favorite place to go. I'm not quite sure. Are you familiar with the working capital program that you guys had applied for? Do you want me to kind of give you the rundown of what we have available to you?
Well, yeah. Actually, when I first did things, I thought we were applying for a line of credit. So working capital is, yeah, give me the rundown.
Yeah, so it's similar to a line of credit in a sense that, you know, we have an approval for you here in which you can draw from and we can keep remaining funds open to. It's traditional in that sense. It is unsecured, so you guys aren't leveraging, you know, any assets or any assets as far as personal or business-wise. It's completely unsecured, not tied to any equipment there. So what we have available, I have an approval for you. I have a couple different options for the business.
Okay.
We have one, which is a one-year term, and we have $300,000 available to the business. We also have a 20-month term, in which we have just under $250,000 available to the business. So, go ahead. Were you going to ask something? I'm sorry.
Oh, well, actually, so working capital, so we don't wind up with a $250,000 loan that we're paying interest on and then have it due at the end of time. So this is kind of functions somewhat similarly to a line of credit?
In a sense, it does, yes. For instance, I think Mike had maybe mentioned that you guys are looking to bring on $150,000 to get the relationship started. So it would be like a term loan. It is a term loan. So, but basically, you know, we have an approval available to you. The business just takes what you guys need. And the good thing about these loans is both of these programs, they have early payment discounts that are substantial there. So I know you guys get paid off in, you know, 60 to 90 days. You guys have a couple good months. You can, you know, pay it off early. And you know, there is a significant amount of savings depending on the time in which the loan is paid off. So.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let's see. So if we did the 20-month, $250,000, that kind of fits the time frame of our large job coming up.
Okay.
But I have some more questions about it.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we're approved for that amount, but say the first month I just want to pull out $50,000.
Right. So, yeah, we can keep money available to you. You know, when it is needed. So if you guys want to start the relationship with 50, that's fine. I can give you numbers for that over the 20 months. I can give you figures for whatever amount you're looking at there. But we can, you know, do concurrent funding. Just say, you know, a month after you take the 50 or the 100, you know, you need a little more funding. We can keep that money available to the business. So.
Okay. All right. Now, do you have particulars you could send me on this, what the rate is, what the discount is for if we pay it down early, and if we paid it down early, that doesn't close the working capital line, I'm assuming.
With this particular program, I would have to have a prepayment addendum generated, so there's not like a specific amount saved on either of these programs. It really depends on when it's paid off, but I can definitely send you figures. The approval is actually for the 20 months. It's actually at $247,400, so it's just under $250,000. But I can definitely, if you'd like, I can email the figures over to you. You know, as far as this program's a little tricky, just, you know, in regards to the prepayment, because I would have to have the addendum generated, which tells you, like, look, you pay this off in August, this is your, you know, savings. If you pay it off in, you know, October, this is your savings, December, so on. So,
Is it possible to pull one of those addendums with just kind of based on a certain scenario? Like, say, I've got the money for 4 months and...
In order for me to get, like, the official addendum generated, I would just have to see a voided business check as well as a copy of the driver's license. And then I would need to know the specific amount you want to see the addendum for. And I can basically just send you the documents for the loan for you to review. And then, of course, you know, there's no obligation. It just allows you to review you know, the specifics of the loan. So that would just require a driver's license copy and an avoided business check. And, you know, you just have to let me know what amount you guys are thinking to, you know. Are you thinking, looking at the $247,000 to start? Or are you guys thinking $100,000? What are you guys thinking about then?
Well, like I say, when I first started this, I was really just looking for a traditional line of credit, something we can draw against and pay down as we go along.
Right, unfortunately, we weren't able to get you guys approved for the line of credit. So that's why, you know, I just wanted to let you know what we have, you know, as far as the working capital that was available to you. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, why don't you send me over the first part of the paperwork, and I'll take a look, and it will include rates and things like that, correct?
Right, I will include, I need to know, you want to see the figures for the full $247,000 over 20 months? Is that what you wanted to look at, or did you?
See, I'm still a little unclear how it works. So, say I pulled $47,000 out, and then increase that by $100,000 in 6 months. Is that something that's doable?
So 6 months in, it really depends on what I would have to check with the funding department as far as, you know, what is available to you down the road. But it's like I said, it's not a line of credit, so it's not traditional in the sense that you can just pull that money and keep the remainder open and available to the business. So. It's similar to a line of credit in a way. It is a term loan though, you know, not like your traditional line of credit. So I know that's what you guys were initially looking at. You know, I think that he had discussed that, you know, due to, I think like city requirements with the line of credit, but it's more of a term loan in which has, you know, pretty aggressive prepayment discounts. So you guys pay it off early, you know, we can keep, you know, we can free up the additional funds to you is typically how it works.
Okay. And in order to free up the additional funds then, do we have to go through a process of reapplying and everything?
What we would do is just take a look at a couple updated bank statements. So you guys wouldn't be, you know, we wouldn't be pulling your credit again or, you know, we would basically just be looking at a couple updated bank statements just to make sure everything's in line with the revenues. And go from there. But yeah, we weren't able to do the line of credit. It was, you know, I believe the credit analyst, it was an industry, you know, there wasn't really an issue there with Michael's credit. It is a little above average, but it was a more of an industry issue there as to why we couldn't do that. And also, you know, it was difficult. You guys have some, you know, I'm not sure if I inquired with... about it. It looks like there might be some liens or some judgments. Are you familiar with that on Mike's credit?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I can get some more specifics about that, but that was in the notes there. You know, and another factor that played in there, and Mike gave me permission to speak to you about this, and of course you're his wife, but there is a very, he has utilized a great amount of his credit, so, you know, right now I'm looking at, he only has about 6% available on his credit there, so about 94% revolving balance used up there, so that was another reason we weren't able to do kind of the traditional line of credit.
Back to the liens and judgments. Now we don't have any. There were old tax liens, and those were taken care of.
Yeah,
by judgments.
You know what? You know what's weird is I'm not seeing it here on the Experian report. However, that's what the credit analysts had come back to me with. They didn't really elaborate in the notes here that I'm looking at. But it just says unresolved judgments and liens. So I'm not seeing them on the Experian report. I'm not sure if those were under the business credit profile, maybe the Dun & Bradstreet credit profile.
Okay, but, I need some information on that because we don't have any unresolved.
Yeah, that's things. You know, and like I said, it's not showing up on his, you know, on the Experian pool that I did. So I'll definitely mm-hmm. get some clarification as to where they're seeing that, because I'm not seeing he doesn't have any delinquent accounts here that I'm seeing on the Experian. His credit came in at 743. So I'm not sure. I would have to get some clarification and get back to you on that. But, did you want me to – what's a good email for me to send you some figures there to take a look
at? That would be JJ
okay.
at Ireland, I-N-T, as in Tom. So it's JJ at IrelandInt.com.
IrelandInt.com. Okay, it looks like I have that here on file.
Okay.
Yeah, and
yeah, I definitely want to find out what is showing on there because when we took the business back several years ago, there were some issues, but everything, believe me, we have worked our tails off getting everything paid off, brought up to date, and that shouldn't be there. So I want to follow up on that.
And like I said, it's not showing up on his personal credit bureau report, so I will try and get some clarification as to what judgments and liens they're looking at. Maybe they're old. Did you guys have any documentation proving that those have been resolved with the business? Have those been released, or do you guys have any documentation there?
I'd have to call my attorney. I've never had anybody asked if they were released or anything like that because it all went through. There was a settlement made for this thing that went on several years ago when we took the business back, and nobody's ever said, oh, this isn't closed out or whatever. So
that was years ago, though. Hasn't he been the sole owner there since 1989? Or
he has, but he retired in, 2012, and we had to take the business back in 2013.
Okay, got you. I'll tell you what, I'm sorry, it was Jerry, right?
Correct.
Jerry. Yeah, I'll get some clarification on what our credit analysts are looking at when they, with the unresolved judgments and lien note that they put in there. I'm sure it's definitely something you guys want to know about if it, you know.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah,
we've,
so.
You know, we worked and took care of things, so it's all put to bed, done and over with, and I'm going to talk to my attorney too and say, hey, we need to follow up on this.
Yeah, definitely, and let me get some clarification. I definitely want to get some clarification because my note just, you know, it's very, it's not specific at all, you know, as far as what they're looking at. So, is this, you know, as far as the program goes, I mean, are you guys strictly looking for that, you know, more traditional line of credit? Do you think that, you know, the working capital loan is something that, you know, can help you guys here? You know, as far as bringing on, I think we had talked about bringing on some new carpenters and maybe, you know, paying back some suppliers, union fee capital. I mean, is this something that you guys are considering, or, I mean, are you guys looking for that more traditional line of credit?
Well, ideally, I'd be looking for the traditional line of credit.
Right, right.
But, you know, to have the working capital available, especially while we have a large job commencing, it's like a year and a half job, so that type of, you know,
is
material
this the,
staffing
right, right.
the big hospital. Yeah.
Is this the $3 million contract I was talking about with
yes.
with your husband about? Got you. Okay. I'll tell you what. I will touch base here with the credit department and kind of give you some feedback on that as well.
Okay.
If you want, I can, you know, still send you some figures with what we have available. That way, you know.
Yeah, go ahead and send me the figures, and then I'll send you the information so we can get kind of a synopsis on a particular scenario. Okay, if we do this and we pay it back within this amount of time, because I really need to know what the money's going to cost us.
No, absolutely, and usually a lot of our programs typically have, you know, 25% off remaining interest or 5% off remaining balance savings. This program, it just, it's dependent on the time when it's paid off. So I'll put it in the email and just kind of request a copy of driver's license and voided check, just so we can get that addendum generated and, you know, see if this is something that, you know, is going to work for the business and get the relationship started with us here.
Okay. And and then talk to them about the unresolved.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will email you. Give me maybe a little bit of time to kind of get some clarification on what they're looking at with that. But I will email you shortly with some figures to just review there and take a look at and you know, see if that's something you know, that'll get your foot in the door with us, you know, for any, you know, future equipment or capital needs. So, you know, we are
Just one more question. What's the current interest rate, or is it variable, or how?
So yeah, it's a fixed cost of funds. So over the year term, you guys are paying, you know, before any discounts, you guys are paying a fixed cost of 30 cents on the dollar. So on the hundred, like, so if we had talked about $150,000, Mike, to, you know, to get the relationship going, so that your total payback would be $195,000. That's principal and interest, and that's not including the you know, the prepayment discount that you guys would be getting there. And another thing to mention with these loans is we do have the ability to do a refinance halfway through. So if, you know, payments are made on time, you know, for this particular term, you know, the 12-month term, if you guys make payments on time for 6 months, you know, we have the additional to free up more capital for the business, extend the term out, and get you guys a cheaper payback as well. You know, once we know that, you know, you guys are making your payments on time, get your foot in the door here.
Because that's pretty expensive money for us. I mean, Mike and I do have considerable real estate that we can tap if need be. So,
right, and
so that kind of makes me lean more towards traditional line of credit where.
Right, and I understand your concern there. And, you know, I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, you guys aren't super familiar, and this isn't, you know, I'm not taking a shot at you guys. You guys aren't super familiar with the working capital program. It's just, you know, the nature of it, you know, it being unsecured, you know, these are, you know, higher risk loans, of course, but there aren't any issues with his credit score. It's just, you know, we're evaluating, you know, the risk in the loan, and he's got very limited availability there with his credit. So I think that's kind of what the credit analysts are looking at there. You know, he does have great payment history, but, you know, there is very limited. He's got the 6% revolving availability right there. But I will, I'm going to get some clarification for you, Jerry, on what liens or judgments might be unresolved. And then I'll shoot you an email with just some figures for you to review. And I'm sure, you know, you want to discuss it with Mike, you know, what the best route is for the business. But we're not to be redundant, but, you know, we've been around for 13 years, so we are, you know, we've been around so long on repeat business, and, you know, getting the foot in the door, and, you know, down the road, you know, being able to get the business equipment or capital, at, you know, at a cheaper price once the relationship is started there. So, but yeah, I'll shoot you an email off there. And I'll let you and Mike kind of discuss, you know, your options there. I mean, if you guys are, I don't know if you guys, you mentioned some real estate, so I, you know, I don't know, what the best direction is for the business. But I will get you out some information here, within an hour or two, and you and Mike can review that there. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll keep an eye out for it.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Nice speaking with you, Jerry.
Okay.
Got it.
Bye-bye. Bye. Now.